culturii, an encounter with people of different cultures. This is Father John Juanes. Welcome to another culturii program. And today our guest is from Finland. She is a student at our university in the second year. She is reading for a social work degree, and she is Sini Vojaribi. I call her Sini because her surname is quite difficult for us to pronounce. So good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, people always, at least those who are not well versed in history, always used to think of Finland as a very independent country, but were you always an independent country?
No, we weren't actually. We were first a part of Sweden, and then we were actually given away to Russia, and then we had to fight for our independence against Russia. So, no, we have been independent now about 1917,
yes. You declared self-declared independence, and
yes.
Thereafter you were recognized by Russia.
Yes.
And you are a presidential republic with a population of almost 5.5 million now.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think, is there only one culture or different ethnic groups? How would you describe, I mean, is it more or less the same culture country?
Well, we mainly have Finns. We don't have a lot of immigrants in Finland. I think the rate is actually the lowest. But then we have the group of Swedish Finns, which has their mother tongue is actually Swedish. They live mainly in the coast. And then we have also the people of Sami in Lapland. They're a small, very small minority. Mm. It's like 2,000 people. And they also have their own language and radio stations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we are quite homogeneous at the end of the day because the vast majority is Finns still.
But is there any friction between the Swedes, Finns, and the national Finns?
I think it's just, well, they have their own political party still, the Finns, Swedish, and mm-hmm. like we still have to study Swedish in school and so forth. But I think it's more like a humoristic one. It's not a big friction.
And even you have two official languages.
Yes.
I mean, one is Finnish and the other is Swedish. And
yes.
In Finnish, Finland is Suomi.
Yes.
While in Swedish is Finland. So basically
yes.
You are known throughout the world by the Swedish name
yes.
rather than the Finnish
yes.
name. Which is rather strange. What would you say are the main values of the Swedish people? What do Swedish people treasure most? Finnish people.
I think it's mainly honesty, hard work, and being modest about the hard work you're doing. I think those are, and then freedom, independence, those type of values are highly
and
seen.
When would a Finn be considered a deviant? What is the worst thing a person could do? In a sense, I'm not referring to murder and so on, because I think that is, I mean, condemned in most civilized, in all civilized countries. But what are the, bad points, which are the best points which the Finns don't like, in a sense?
I think it's then dishonesty, pretending to be something you're not, or taking credit for something that is not yours to take, things like that.
Is there a great difference politically between the ideologies of the different political parties in Finland?
The difference between the political parties?
No, is the ideology very different?
From Malta?
No. The Finnish parties amongst themselves.
No, they become more and more similar to each other by years, but there is still this right and left approach, but they still, their policies are becoming more and more the same. And then there's these, like, parties, for example, the Finn-Swedish, which have their core tasks that differentiate from the major big parties. Like, they want to keep the Swedish as an official language, they want to keep teaching it in school and so forth. And then there's the Green Party, which has its own agenda, but still the biggest parties, their policies are quite similar to each other.
And did the Finns accept, how did the Finns accept their membership of the European Union? Was there any great debate about this issue?
Well, I was very young when this happened. But I remember when we actually took euro as a currency, that was a big deal. And I do think that it was a big deal, even when we went into the European
Union.
There were any
political parties opposed to the euro in Finland?
Yes, there was. There was. I was 13 that age, that time. But there was, and a lot of, especially older people, obviously weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Very accustomed to this idea.
To change, as usual, I mean. But I see that you've joined the United Nations quite late. I mean, you joined the United Nations in 1955, when you've been independent since 1918. And I wonder why. Would you have any reason for that?
I mean, Malta,
we are the product of the post-colonial period, that is when most African countries did the colonization period, where most African colonies were taking their independence, and Cyprus. And so we took our independence in 64, and almost immediately we became members of the United Nations. So how come you didn't, say, join the United Nations, I mean, when it really started, because before there was the League of Nations? I'm not going to ask that, but it's very strange that when it was formed, you weren't members.
I think that was mainly because of Russia, if I'm not mistaken. We had a, because we were, we gained our independence, and after the wars, we had this period, a long period of time when we were kind of cautious about our political moves related to Russia, so that we wouldn't get into conflict, or they wouldn't see us trying to ally with other countries. So I'm not 100% sure, but I would think that probably it might be related to that.
What is the main religion? And
Protestantism.
Yeah, but which is it? But Lutheranism.
Lutheranism. Yes.
And
Evangelical
Church also.
Yes.
And would you say, I mean, you've been living in Malta, and of course, religiosity shouldn't necessarily be judged by what appears. It should be deeper than that. But would you consider, after having lived in Malta, in comparison, the Finn to be religious, very religious?
Not religious at all. Compared to what is the impact of religion here? It's people don't really practice religion. We do baptize the children. I think it's more than 80% at least belongs to the church and get baptized and have confirmation and so forth, but they don't practice the religion. We don't really go to the church for masses and neither you can see it even in the education. Like, you don't see a crucifix in a school, or you won't hear God mentioned in a university lecture. So it's a total different environment in that sense.
What is your present political relationship and so to say informal relationships with Russia? When I went to Finland for a conference, and it was a time when Russia was being, the Soviet Union was being split into different republics and independent nations. And I remember Finland was very much afraid that Russia can even overtake Finland and again return to the times of the Tsars. What are the present relationships? I know you need to have visa to go to Russia so far, so it's not in a sense, so easy as you do to other European countries, is it?
They are trying to open up the borders and build a relationship, but there is still a lot of friction between. A lot of Finns are still very against the relationship between Finns and Russians because of the history, and there would be. A lot of Finns would like to go to Russia, but the thing is that even if we open up the borders and we will get a visa-free entry to Russia, it would mean that also Russians get a visa-free entry to Finland. And there's already a lot of Russians who own land in Finland, and they have their own summer cottages and so forth. And this is another
reason. These would be rich Russians, I would guess.
Yeah, rich Russians especially. So, and this is another thing why... these restrictions are like still there, because they don't. Many Finns don't want Russians to own the land, or.
Oh, even European Union, we can accept that. For example, Britain didn't join the Schengen Agreement so far, and I think it would never do so, because it's one way of keeping some people out.
Yes,
could keep the European Union members. Out, but it can keep others who are in the European Union from traveling very easily to Britain. And my experience, even when we were a colony, that Britain would check very, very nicely and very easily on your passport and on your visa when you enter. And there were different types of visa, whether you're a student visa, tourist visa, worker visa, and so on. And I assume you use the same strategy with regards to the Russians. We know, at least in the West, we look on the family. As a pillar of society, of social life. And this is, I mean, it has a sociological origin, and in Europe it has also a religious origin, and Finland is a Christian country because, I mean, as you say, even if it's not practicing, it still has the underlying culture of Christianity in the form of Lutheranism. What is the importance of the family in Finland?
Well, the family, the importance of the family, as I see it, has decreased during the last decades, though. I think it's also in the values, because the values are there, like the hard work, the honesty, and the family kind of is there, but is not seen as the key aspect anymore. And it's also because of there's so many forms of families nowadays in Finland. There is the...
Can you explain a bit? And can you elaborate a bit on this point? Forms of families.
There is the normal form of family with mother and father. Then there's the divorced parents and new forms of family then with the... A newly marriage with their children from their previous marriages, single parents. So it's getting more and more, there's a bigger variety in the structure of the families. And I think also the social security system has its own impact on decreasing the value of family, because you don't actually anymore need the family to support yourself so much.
Because
the social security system is so rich. Like, for instance, me as a student, I'm actually getting a grant of 500 euros a month from the government to study.
Even if you're studying in Malta?
Even when I'm studying here. And that covers my living, so I don't really need my parents to support me.
And this is given to every citizen?
Without any means test.
So you're given 5,000?
500 a month.
500 a month.
So that's, and I think it has its bad side, because once a person is given that much of independence from the other family members, it kind of decreases the value of the family, and people end up like being very lonely then. Because they don't need the family. Everybody is kind of like, I'm okay on my own. I can survive. The government is there to support me, so I don't need the family structure anymore. But then at the end of the day, they're lonely then. Because there's not that family circle. There's not that that you lend a hand to a neighbor and you, your family, and there's always...
Do you think that this loose family kinship network,
mm-hmm.
and this independence and this, so to say, let's call it individualism,
mm.
and we know that there is a high rate of suicide,
yes.
in Finland, one of the highest in the world. Mm-hmm. Do you think there is a correlation between them?
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Because some people correlate it to the weather, but would you correlate it more to the weather or to relationships?
I think it's more the relationships, actually, than the weather. The weather can and does affect, but I do think that it's more because of the relationships that we have.
Given the weather and this problematic relationships within the family, the king group, is alcoholism on the rise in Finland?
I think it's always been,
because
of, it's probably also because the, because of the cold.
What do you call that?
Because vodka keeps you warm.
The cheapest way of warming yourself.
Yes, but also because the feelings are not much approved in Finnish or Scandinavian culture. Like, we don't express our feelings as much as you do in the Mediterranean.
Uh-huh.
So I think the alcohol kind of loosens that barrier to show your feelings as well. Because that's the point when you can...
So it is taken as a form of removing inhibition, as a
yes.
tool for removing inhibitions.
Yes.
Is depression widespread, you think, as an illness?
Yes, yes, it is. It's actually, like they say, it's the country's main sickness. Cause,
yeah, but... Would you relate? I tend to relate depression very much to weather.
Yes.
The presence of the sun.
Yes.
Do the people generally feel the lack of sun, the lack of daylight, and so
they
on?
They do say that there is this, like, because we actually.
I think it's called the SIDS, is it? A seasonally.
Yeah, seasonal. Yes, they have that. Like, we use that when the winter starts approaching, that people get more down because of. There's not much sun, and there is actually these lamps that they produce that are like producing the same light that sun does, that you can put into your room so that you actually get the light for those who are affected. But they have done research about it, that some people are more affected by it and others are not.
And turning to another area, what are the main pillars of the Finnish economy?
Main pillars.
Is it fishing?
I think it's technology is one of the main things. Nokia.
Technology.
Nokia is from Finland.
Yeah, I know. Nokia is from Finland.
For
it's
example.
Been in crisis recently, but it will pick up definitely.
Yes, hopefully with Microsoft.
No, hopefully with the help of China. Because now you're opening your factories in China. Now you're moving them from Europe to China.
Well, they've been there for a long time.
Yeah, yes, that really can help. I've read that you've got a sort of a party called the National Coalition Party.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be a nationalist party like we have in Malta, more or less? A party which fought for independence or anything? Just because basically you are two major parties. Although there are three great parties, the National Coalition Party, the Social Democratic Party, the True Finns.
Yes.
It must be real nationalistic, and they have quite a number
party.
Of seats. But for a new party to have 39 seats in Parliament,
the
Nationalists
big,
have 44,
that was a big
I mean,
deal
it means they have 19% of the votes, while the other party is only the National Coalition, which has 20% of the votes.
Mm.
So it's immediately... shot up in terms of
what
do you think is its appeal? Why? How did this happen?
That this was mainly because of their agenda against migration, because we're not very much open to the idea of opening the borders more, and Finns are very, although we have the lowest rates of immigrants or refugees or asylum seekers
mm-hmm.
in Finland. The main population is still very against it, and this party was targeting that as one of their key arguments in the political debate that we should keep our borders closed.
So 19% of the vote, that makes it about one-fifth of the voters. So you say, you think there is a danger of xenophobia in Finland?
Yes, definitely there is. Definitely there is. But I think it's mainly just because...
So it's not, it's not based on color, because I think most of your immigrants would be from the Baltic states and,
yes.
and so on. Not
yes.
Mostly they don't come from Africa. And so it's not a question of complexion or anything,
yes,
but it's more a cultural thing and
yes.
the sense of identity which keeps
yes,
people out.
Yes, and also the wages, like, and because of the economical state, what's happening and all around Europe, people are, the basic beliefs that they're coming there to take our jobs, or they do the jobs with less money. These type of arguments that that are present.
Oh, so they are afraid that the foreign immigrants will be strike breakers in a sense.
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is very interesting, because that is why one of the reasons why in Australia, for example, in Australia there was for a long period of time, till the 50s, there was a white Australia policy where only
yes.
white people could emigrate there.
Yes.
And there was a time there when the Maltese were considered to be partly dark, and one state didn't accept the Maltese. And there was an intervention from a British lord, who was also Prime Minister of Malta, who had to intervene for the state to accept the Maltese because they were not colored. So the Maltese were considered colored. One of the reasons which the people used to bring is that, for example, the Italians, according to them, I don't know how, because now the Italians are great peoples, are people who go on strike very frequently.
Yes.
But they used to say that the Mediterranean people were, in general, the Italian, the European immigrants were strike breakers. That is, they want to make money, so they wouldn't go on strike. Because I mean, their idea was of making as much money as possible to return home as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see from what you're saying that it's the same problem in Finland, that people tend to immigrate to Finland to make a quick buck, because salaries are very good, as you say, the social services are top rate.
Mm-hmm.
So they would tend of, say, making a sum of money with which they can open a business in their own country. At least they will not live in luxury, but at least they would gain more independence, or perhaps they'd be stronger in times of unemployment in their
yes.
own country. And this is a very interesting point. I don't know whether you've been in Malta during an election time. I don't think, although you've seen the last... electoral contest as regards local councils, but that is nothing compared to our national elections.
Yes,
are elections in Finland very hot or not?
No, they're not like that. Not at all. I've seen videos of your elections and the
the social worker. You should
meetings.
See them.
Yes, but they're nothing like that in Finland. We're very formal and. As I said before, the feelings are not much approved, and that's especially seen in politics. Like, when you see Gonzi speaking here, he's really using his emotions and, like, speaking out of his heart, kind of.
We speak out of our guts.
Yes. Which doesn't happen in Finland, and in fact that can be seen as more, like, unprofessional if one...
In Finland.
Yes. If one speaks with emotions. So it has to be strictly based on facts and very punctual.
Very Calvinistic. In
yes,
sense,
yes.
Now, being as students of social work, in such a, we can say, a rich country with such a valued welfare system, what would you see as the main social problems in Finland? So I think you will return to your country as a social worker. Which are the greatest problems which you will face in your profession when you return? Which problems will you have to cater for?
Well, I think it is mainly the loneliness that people experience, and those who are left behind the social security structure, or like drops out of the wheel kind of early. Those are them. And like at the moment, there's a big problem with the youngsters. Like there is more than 100,000 young people between 20 and 25 who are without secondary education. And like
what would be the percentage of the population?
Well, the percentage of that age class.
No, of the whole population.
The whole population is 5.3 million, so that is quite a big group of people, that 100,000 youngsters, because that's only between 20 and 25 years old. So I think it's. And that creates a lot of social problems then in the future.
And what do you mean when you say they didn't receive enough schooling? To which level they would arrive normally in school?
They just do the basic school, so elementary.
The primary school, the elementary school?
Elementary school, and that's
it. And they drop out.
And then they drop out, and then they don't even apply for the social security benefits, because that's the thing, because the system is so complex, and there's so many services that these people don't even know where to start with. And then they go to the office and then they tell, like, okay, you want money for housing, you have to go here. If you want money for healthcare, you have to go here. And then it's too complicated, so they drop out of the system completely. And then they cause a lot of problems, so that should be, like, there should be a prevention for that, not intervention after there's already a big problem. So, Well, there's so many social problems in a big country, I couldn't. But I think, for me, the interesting things are the youngsters and the immigration and refugees that I'm most interested.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sini. We've run out of time.
Yes.
And it was a very interesting and fast talk. And we hope to have you again on another program, which will discuss further cultures, not or perhaps other aspects of Finnish life.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.